Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band, Stars on the Rise, album coming soon.
We should... Stars on the Rise would be a good name for a fourth album.
Finally on the rise.
Yeah. These, it's like usually hear Stars on the Rise with somebody who's new on the scene, but no, these guys have been plugging away. But you know what? Like long-term hard work and determination pays off.
It's kind of the Flaming Lips trajectory.
I was like, just going to say, yeah.
They were making albums the whole time, and then they just decided to be geniuses at like 41.
What was it Yoshimi was their big breakout?
Soft Bulletin and then Yoshimi.
Oh, okay.
But they Damn. Were like one-hit wonders, right? She Don't Use Jelly.
They had She Don't Use Jelly. But even before She Don't Use Jelly, they had something like four albums on Warner Brothers.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Crazy.
WB. The WWWB. Oh, speaking of music, this is what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah. Well, we're a band, so that's very welcome.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we talked about Madonna. We were like, oh, there's going to be a Madonna trend. And that didn't really take off. Is she doing her world tour yet?
I don't hear about it.
She must be on the other side of the planet right now.
Yeah. Well, you know how there's these bands. There's like, I feel like people got into the Grateful Dead recently,
Fleetwood Mac, or
Steely Dan sort of came back.
Oh yeah,
Ducks. Yeah, yeah.
I got a feeling we are primed.
Yeah,
primed and ready for
us.
Us as a group, a culture. We're gonna see more Sting. More Police.
Oh,
these are coming back. I haven't heard it anywhere. I just can feel it because it's interesting music. It's kind of like it's got that sweet spot of like mid to late 80s where it's like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool now.
And it did have an era.
Talking
of
Heads is one of those bands I'm talking about.
Talking Heads, you know, I could see having a resurgence, but they've always been cool. Like, that's a very, like, David Byrne is a very cool man. Whereas Sting, it helps him.
Yeah.
To have a resurgence because he did go through an era of people making fun of him. And the Police, because the Police are sort of like this kind of punk ska type thing that was rejected by the punk and ska world. So, and then he was like a bit of a punchline for a long time. So he could come back and say, hey, I'm Sting, you know.
But I feel, you know, like, yeah, I know what you mean about Talking Heads. They were always popular, but like they just got started. They were just used in more like, trailers and movie soundtracks and stuff. I feel like Sting. Watch that, folks. Keep an eye on Sting. We might have to take it up in the.
That's good. We should do a blowout about that. Like, who do you got your money on in the next next year or two? Like, who's going to be the one to blow up?
That's
who's going to have a resurgence?
Because the ones you guys said, Steely Dan, Grateful Dead, Fleetwood Mac. It's not just like, oh yeah. It's like, no, that's huge. There's like a lot of 20-year-olds. Where those three are their favorite bands and that they tweet about them all day. Like, it's pretty crazy. And they're a very well-defined, like, a thing has to be gone for just long enough.
Yeah.
And your
discography
has to be just big enough so that it's not just like, oh, I found this album that's cool. It has to be like a lifestyle, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like, Phil Collins didn't go away long enough. Sting went away long enough that he can rise like a phoenix.
Right. Well, Phil Collins went away in the sense that like he just started doing movie soundtrack stuff.
That's true. But you even after Tarzan or stuff, yeah. he still had like 15 years of like, now I'm just laying low.
Oh, I think everybody likes, because he kind of will get lumped in with the yacht rock revival or like, mm-hmm. everybody likes, yeah. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
I did see a funny thing with Sting though, where you know how he's like so famous for tantric sex? Mm-hmm. There was an article recently with his wife being like, this is overblown, and that like
he's a weird pump chumpy is
but they're slow pumps,
total opposite.
It's so funny, his wife just being like,
this pump's like a glacier.
But the way that media works, like we've seen this stuff when you return to like, I don't know, Paris Hilton or Britney Spears or whatever. I mean, they were like mistreated, but like the tantric sex thing came from like one interview where he like talked about it. And just in the pre-internet days, if you had one big interview in Rolling Stone or something, that's all the people heard from you that month. And it was like on the cover of a magazine. And I think it was like the world was hearing about tantric sex for the first time. So it just became what it's like the Richard Gere gerbil thing.
Were we
it
ever?
Just doesn't or go
it's,
away.
Or it's like, We were hearing about YouTube for the first time when Lazy Sunday came out. Yep. There was this confluence of content and form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so crazy. Like, I never thought about that. If you had an article out in Rolling Stone, like that was a month people heard from you. And now it's like every 10 minutes if you'd like.
Yeah. Sure. You got to be on top of the cycle.
Yeah. Sure.
I saw Sting. I went to a funny tour at the Forum like 10 years ago. It was Paul Simon and Sting. I've seen Paul Simon a bunch of times and I love him, but the two of them together, standing on stage together, alternating songs, and they'd play on each other's songs. And it was kind of
like that's cool.
Storyteller's thing. And they had written jokes that were like, they had shtick that was fun. Like Paul Simon would be like, well, I'm having a lot of fun on this tour. You know, Sting, you really have inspired me. I think I'm going to change my lifestyle. I think I'm going to start working out more. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do this and do that and do that. And then Sting will be like, yeah, and I think I'm going to stay the way I am. And everyone was like, ha, 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 he's tall and handsome. And that, I tweeted this recently, but that was the show where the classic Birthday Boy sketch photobomb that I essentially transcribed from a real conversation. I heard that behind me, or some white hairs behind me were saying, photobomb, what's a photobomb? Can I photobomb? Yes, everybody photobomb. And then I went into the Birthday Boy's offices the next day, wrote it up, tic-tac, word for word, bzz, put it on TV.
I didn't know that was a Sting concert too.
I had the same experience today. Ryan Seacrest got a hold of the word situationship on the radio this morning and said it probably, it's probably eight times. Like, so you're in a situationship with two guys or whatever.
Wait, now what is that? Because I've heard that before, but I've just
like this new term for like, you know, it's a therapists, I think, came up with it because they had to talk about these relationships that people are having with people who aren't their boyfriend or girlfriend. So it's like, we're hooking up, but we're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
And beyond just like fuck buddies or friends with benefits, it's sort of like it's a relationship where I have defined my boundaries in such a way that this is a weird situation.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, this Valentine's Day, celebrate your relationship witch.
Chip situation.
Celebrate your situation witch with a chip witch.
Is this a Subway Jersey Mike's ad?
Yeah, wait, why do I keep saying witch? It's ship. Situation ship.
All right.
Anyway, get a chip witch.
All right, can we get to the booze news, please? I want to know what's happening in the wide world of booze.
Yes.
Bip, bip, bip.
Do, 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 do.
Bip, bip. Hit it.
Grimace is 52.
Oh my god, is it really booze?
Grimace is 52 was sent to us by Jesse Lyons from the Guy Italians Eating Italian podcast. And also, if Grimace is 52 was a take on the classic booze news theme, Toad is 32 by Pat Cavanaugh. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. I love, Mike, the way you say Grimace is 52. It's almost like you're pulling down your reading glasses. Grimace is 52.
Looking at the sheet.
Ah, yes. We know his Toad is 32 and Grimace is 52. Yes.
Ah, yes. Mm.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Today's top story in Booze News. It finally happened. We were waiting for it. This month on Instagram, I don't know if you guys saw that Tim Heidecker has finally tried his first spaghetti cocktail. Did you see that?
Ooh, how'd it go?
Oh, nice.
He loved it. He made a little video. Looked like he was on vacation with his dad, the absolutely guy. You know, we've covered this spaghetti a lot on the cocktail, and on the podcast, and we've tracked its rise from obscurity in Baltimore to being a mainstream drink. And when we went on Office Hours a year or two ago, I mentioned it to Tim, like, hey, there's a drink named after you. It's getting big. And he had not heard of it at that point. But as we were saying, like, now that a spaghetti is a thing that's like pretty much a mainstream cocktail.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
He made a little video where they poured the Aperol in. They poured the lemon. His dad had squeezed some lemon juice. They both loved it. Tim chugged his right down to the bottom. And they gave it a big thumbs up. So it's come full circle. But no mention of the fact that it was the Sloppy Boys who originally tipped him off as to his namesake cocktail. Yeah. I've seen a bunch. I was on the East Coast. I see him everywhere. Slopheads are tagging him in. On Instagram, we get pictures of menus all the time. I don't think that we've seen like an Aperol Spritz or Espresso Martini. Those existed before they got crazy popular. I don't think in the era of this podcast.
Yeah, like, it looks like invented.
It was invented, and then now it's on menus everywhere. The Dirty Shirley probably always existed, right? Or did that come out of nowhere?
Yeah, that seems old.
That seems old. But
I tell you, when I'm out at a bar or something, I'm never looking at what other people are drinking. I'm just focused in on my thing. I got to do a little side eye and see what
that's good, Mike. You know, they say compare and despair.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that guy's drinking a G&T.
That's what makes you jealous.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny about this?
I could have done that.
You know what's funny about this Tim thing is here's a drink that is like his namesake, and it took him that long to ever sip it. Whereas, you know, a drink like the Calpe Cordial, I heard about it from the namesake. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, the namesake himself told it to you. It's like Johnny's Dream telling the bartender, hey, make me a Johnny's Dream. Or Johnny. Mm. We think he was named Johnny.
It's just funny the different paths that drinks can have.
Those are the sure. two paths, I think.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And then a last little quick bip that I wanted to mention. A lot of slopheads sending me this drink, the Tinto de Verano. New York Times Cooking recently posted a video on Instagram about this drink that's essentially red wine and Sprite. You know, we've done the Cali Mocho red wine and Coke, but this one is like New York Times Cooking said, it's not summer without the Tinto de Verano. But
it is
everybody. This caught. I mean, it definitely is. But it caught fire. New York Times Cooking had a very viral little video with this, and it looks rather refreshing. And it looks like a low ABV. Oh, it's got some sweet vermouth in it, and they made the lemon lime soda by like smashing up rinds and stuff. But keep an eye out for that one because I've never heard of it. I'd never seen it. But when something gets this big on Instagram, maybe it'll trickle down to the bars.
Yes, my mom sent me a picture of this for out of the New York Times.
Damn.
Tinto de Verano.
Janie Hanny? I mean,
It sounds similar to the drink of the day if you're mixing a clearish with a purplish.
Yes.
But I don't want to tip it.
Won't go there just yet.
No.
No, but we'll but certainly get there within mere seconds.
Booze News is complete, is it not?
There's no content left, but wrap it up.
To me, it's not complete unless I hear a sound effect.
All right.
Very nice, Jeff. Very classy on your end.
Thanks.
Okay. Today we are talking about the drink of the day.
Oh.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Now, do you two remember a couple? Very good, Jeff. A couple weeks, a couple episodes ago, we had discussed. We were talking about Grimace, and we were talking about how Grimace was a 52-year-old taste bud.
Right, yeah. Because he had a very popular drink a couple weeks ago. A
couple weeks ago, the Grimace milkshake was June 12th, I think it came out. But people celebrating.
I had people tell me, like, oh, you should do the Grimace milkshake with booze in it or whatever. And that would have been an understandable move for us to make.
That would have been understandable. But instead on the podcast, we started talking about, we said, well, let's make a drink called Grimace Piss. That is, and I'll tell you what the...
Well, we didn't say this.
I said it. We all agreed that it was something great. Well, now that I've said the name of it, let me tell you what's in this drink. It is very simple to make, very easy to make. Do 1.5 ounce vodka. Then 1 ounce creme de cassis or chambord or creme de Moor. You should have that if you've been making the drinks and you haven't gone all through your Bramble recipes.
Now, Mike, you as the creator, which one are you going to do?
I'm doing cassis.
Okay. Cassis.
I'm doing chambord because I just got a fresh bottle.
Nice.
I just got a fresh bottle too, so maybe I'll do chambord. I love that bottle.
Ooh, I want to see that, Bob. I've never seen chambord before. Yeah, and then shake well with ice, pour into a rocks glass, and top off with Mountain Dew.
Okay,
so we're
because
topping
the Grimace is purple, piss is yellow. This could be a brown drink.
I'm calling it now. This could be a brown
drink. This could be a brown drink.
I think I'm going to go, if you're the creator and you're using cassis, that's what I'm going to do. And it might have a better shot of being purple. I feel like the chambord is purple, but it'll disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, somebody on our Twitter made these at home before we did the episode, obviously. And they look good. They served them in a wine glass. But I'm going to say serve in a rocks glass.
Now, you know, common wisdom would say this has Mountain Dew in it. You don't want to release too much of the gas. Maybe we put it in a highball glass, but no, the creator, Mike Hanford, says rocks glass. That's what I'm going to do. I got a big, fat, old-fashioned rocks glass.
It's going to be rocks glass. Definitely going to be rocks glass for us. Yeah. It's going to be rocks.
He's thought long and hard about it.
One other question about you thinking long and hard. Have you had one of these?
No, this is also what we talked about, and at the time thought it was such a great idea, so hopefully we still do think it's a good idea.
As far as dialing in the specs for this,
we're tweaking the specs.
Now, when I came up with the Southern Sipper or the Calpe Cordial, or you know, Jeff and his what was your mule called, Jay?
The Yule Mule.
Mike, even your root beer, Russian root, these were tinkered with in test kitchens. Some might say meticulously. Jeff and his molasses. We would hear explosions coming from his apartment. We'd see smoke coming out the chimney, and
not again.
You'd pull the goggles off your eyes, and there'd be like the goggle shape on your eye. Like, it was the molasses. I have to use less molasses.
You walk over the whiteboard and like erase a -1 and put a 0.
Now, that's because Jeff is a laboratory-type tester. Mike, you intellectualized it. You were Will Hunting in the mirror, writing numbers and just figuring it out, but you didn't have to make it. Yeah,
didn't have to make it. I just knew this would be something to... And you know, people are probably saying, oh, well, that was... The Grimace Shake was so last month. Well, you know, we've got other drinks we want to make. We're just getting around to this now. And any of the haters can, quite frankly, screw themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Harsh words from the handman.
They can take it away. Take their attitude away.
You take it away.
Fuck them and they could die.
Haters, take it away.
All right. Well, let's make these things.
Take it away for segment 2.
Let's make these things. I'm going to, when we get back, I'm going to read you some of the McDonald's wiki fan page for Grimace. These are always funny, no matter what franchise you get into, because it's like, oh, that big blob of thing, he's got a personality that you have to track.
Yeah. There's lore you can dig into. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that.
All right. Folks, we're going to go make these drinks, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Ooh.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Grimace pisses in hand. It doesn't look
now,
bad.
Did you stir yours? Because I got a beautiful two-tone yellow top, purple bottom.
It's pretty. I should have said stir. I stirred it. I don't have a
look
two-toner.
At that. That's kind of nice gradient. Mm.
That is cool.
So all you right. guys, I did the sham board, which instantly disappeared. You guys did the thicker stuff, the mousse? Okay.
I had another question for the creator. I was like, the thing about shaking those first two ingredients, a lot of times when you do that in a cocktail, it's because there's citrus that needs to be incorporated and strained. But now Mike,
Mike nodding sagely. Yes.
Yes. Now when I'm shaking a liqueur and a vodka, it's interesting. I mean, I guess that's not wrong because you shake a martini. So, you know,
no.
Yeah, it's not wrong. It's exactly what this drink needs.
A lot of ways to skinny cat. And then also, hey, look at mine. I used the Chambord, and I've got like a nice cognac-y. It's not a gross brown. No.
No, no.
It's appetizing.
It's a rich brown.
Mine's a deep purple.
A deep purple.
Like the band? They're due for a comeback. I made one mistake, which is I accidentally at Albertsons reached into the case and pulled out a Diet Mountain Dew instead of
Wow.
Sad.
That's good. You can lose weight.
The way these labels on these sodas are changing so much, you don't know what's diet
Thank
anymore.
You. Yes. Let's dig in on that.
Hey, speaking of weird sodas, I was at Albertsons and I saw in the on the Coke rack, Ultimate Coke. They just called it Ultimate Coke.
Whoa. What's that?
Don't know.
Oh, we'll have to try it out.
Coke's been going crazy lately. They have like the Starlight and the Dream and the Rosalia one. They're all over the place.
This one just said Ultimate.
Ooh.
And I said, Ultimate or Best?
Huh. I thought...
Save it for the blowout.
I thought of a funny... For, you know that new drink, Starry? I mean, it used to be Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
I thought of a new a tag for 7-Up, or Sprite. It was like, Sprite, sorry, not Starry.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. All right.
All right, Sips.
I think we have a winner.
Jeff, I don't know how it's going over there with Chambord, but Cassis, it's come together with the Mountain Dew, give me a sort of a muddy kind of flavor.
What? Did you top off with Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Well, Diet Mountain Dew.
Mine is giving me a vibe of like just drinking snow cone juice.
It's giving corn syrup is sort of the vibe over here.
Wow.
Right.
If giving corn syrup is the vibe, this drink is low-key goated.
Yeah.
Mike, when I was building this together, I was like, this could be... I think this is going to be really good. I think like Mike might be like the Amadeus of drinks, and we're the Salieri's.
Why would you think that? I do have a feeling by the end of this, you're going to be like, yeah, this is good.
They're all flavors I like.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know if they're cooperating.
Well, the thing is, you know, we haven't worked out the specs with, like, maybe it should have been a taller glass, so you're getting more Mountain Dew taste. Like, as I drink this down, I'm going to keep
adding. I don't know if that's what it needs.
Well, it needs something.
So wait a second. Are you two, you guys said you liked the individual taste. Are you Mountain Dew drinkers?
Well, I can drink a Dew.
Yeah, sure. I would do a Dew occasionally.
I haven't had a Mountain Dew in my hand in a long time, but yeah, it's good.
It's been a year.
I really don't, I'm not a big Mountain Dew guy, and I like, this drink is called Grimace Piss, purple for the liqueur, and then piss, is that right? Because Mountain Dew is yellow or because it tastes like piss? Because I'll tell you once. When I was a little kid, I was at a hockey game.
I'll tell you once and I won't tell you again.
I won't repeat this, only on the pod. I was at a Montreal Canadiens game at the old Forum.
Ooh. Yeah.
Took a drink of a drink, like my brother or somebody handed me a drink, and I thought somebody had pissed in my Sprite. I said, what? Is it taste like piss? And they said, no, it's a Mountain Dew. So I think I associate Mountain Dew with urine. You're in flavor. Do you guys, or was this just because it's yellow?
Well, how did you just invent what you thought urine had tasted like, or was there a previous incident?
That's for me and my diaper to know. But I do think that if you're expecting, you know, according to I Think You Should Leave, if you're expecting cold gazpacho and... When you get a pipe, what did you burn yourself? If you think you're
that's
getting
a Heidecker thing too, right? Is he like, it's hot.
It's in the Colgate hour,
right? Right.
Anyway, but
it wasn't ice cold; it was room temperature. So we burned his tongue.
We thought it was piping hot.
That's so good.
But I, if you're expecting Sprite and you drink Mountain Dew, it's gonna taste like piss.
You think piss?
Gotcha. A little update. I just drank mine down like half really quick and added more Mountain Dew, and it tastes better. So I think serving it in a larger glass is a better idea because you get more of that Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It's more the size of a piss, too, that Grimace would take. So it's more...
Right.
It's more fitting for canon.
Yeah, I think this is an okay drink so far. And the Mountain Dew is like... The Mountain Dew is such a summer, I'm way too hot type drink. Like, that's what I drink in the summertime. What are you laughing at?
You're trying to steer it positively. Normally,
yeah, you can. No. You're supposed to wait for us to do the commentary.
No, this is a group effort. Remember, I said this was going to be one where we all are working together for one.
Yeah, no. Look, this will be one where like round two is a real opportunity to sort of like right the ship. You know,
yep, right the wrongs. I think the Mountain Dew thing I was just saying was more on when Tim was asking if I drink this. It's more of a if it, like I'm out and go to like a gas station, I was like, ooh, a Mountain Dew on this hot, hot day sounds.
Truly, I associate them with Home Depot for me.
Oh, interesting.
Like whenever I'm out doing like, you know, errands,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, give me a Dew for the road, you know?
Really? It is so cool. The Mountain Dew in the 90s was like, we're going to be like extreme sports. That's going to be our thing.
Our whole thing.
We're nuts.
Is it because it has higher caffeine than other sodas? Is that why?
Oh, does it?
Right. And then they pivoted to gamers.
Yeah.
Right. I associate it with gamers now because there's a lot of different flavors of Mountain Dew. And I kind of I think of like, I guess kind of a gamer getting some Baja Blast as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I'm going to be up all night with this stuff.
Well, you already took a 3-hour nap today.
Let me read you some Grimace facts. Okay. Species, taste bud, hair color, purple, body type, rotund. Large rotund taste bud and best friend of Ronald McDonald. Grimace is a Gemini.
They use the word rotund twice?
Yeah, it's in the character's description. Okay. Appeared in various. Hold on, there was something really funny that made me laugh here. Large purple being, blah, 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 blah. The Grimace sometimes goes for long periods of time without speaking, and when he does speak, he is known for saying duh before every sentence.
Weird.
He originally debuted as a large being with four arms and two legs and who loved milkshakes. After that first campaign, Grimace was reintroduced in his modern form.
Oh, and so his numbers, he originally loved milkshakes.
His arms reduced by two.
Yeah.
So that was a real return to form when they did the Grimace shake, which I'm looking at it now. Mm-hmm. It was a berry shake. I missed it. What were the memes? Did you guys see this? There was like people were like passed out with the Grimace shake.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to try the Grimace shake. And then it would cut to them and the shake would be like splatter on the floor and they would be all like crumpled up.
Yeah, I sort of described it as like the Blair Witch look, like kind of one light lighting up a scene and somebody just like puking it on themselves, or it turned them into like a little weird mutant and all their friends were dead around them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's some trivia. Grimace's birthday is June. He is purple. Though Grimace is canonically male. He has been portrayed by women, first Patty Saunders, then Terry Castillo. Mm. The current voice of Grimace is a voice actor, Daniel Ross, who has also voiced Donald Duck, amongst other characters. It has neither been confirmed nor denied that Gritty, the NHL mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers, is the same species as Grimace.
It has neither been confirmed nor
denied. Well, is he a taste bud?
It's not confirmed nor denied. He might have a crush on Birdie.
Ooh.
He almost resembles Mr. Munch from Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza.
Almost. It's a near miss.
Grimace has a canonical uncle, Uncle O'Grimacy, who is green. He looks like Grimace, but he's green.
Gritty is not a taste bud. I'm looking at Gritty, and he's just pear-shaped. That's the only thing he's got going on.
But this whole thing of who knew there was any thought put into what Grimace was?
Yeah.
It's funny, he started it as the villain. I remember seeing the commercial was like, who's stealing their stuff? The Ronald and the Fry kids were like, oh, there's a being in the woods. They treated him like a Sasquatch or something.
Ah.
And there was like creepy POV shots from Grimace.
Yeah.
And then he ended up just being like one of the gang, I guess.
When did he show up? They didn't say what his first...
Hold on. 1971, the evil Grimace, it says.
Oh, shit. Damn. I liked when the McDonald's did those commercials with all the chicken nuggets head personalities.
Oh yeah.
And they would like, I just remember them like in parachutes in one of them jumping out.
Yeah. It was back when they had the nugget figures and it would like, one would come with a snorkel or one would come with a cowboy hat or whatever. Yeah. And then Ronald would like, I remember the one, they open up a castle and he'd be like, hey guys, what's going on in here? And they'd be like, we're doing experiments and stuff. I don't know.
We're making Grimace piss.
But it reminded me of like Fraggle Rock or something. They were all like little puppets. That's a cool, bring them back.
That's one of those things, you know, in cartoons, you know, the big one is like, in the Mickey Mouse world, there's Mickey and Goofy's a dog. And then Pluto's also a dog.
Right.
Who doesn't, he's like a pet. But with McDonald's, Ronald was like friends with the things he would eat.
Yep,
I guess.
Because the fry guys are fries, the chicken nuggets are nuggets, and Birdie is also going to be a nugget.
No. Yeah, but I thought the fry guys were... Yeah. Oh, yeah, Birdie's a bird. I thought the fry guys were like little pom-pom looking things.
Yeah, but they're fries.
Oh, really?
Fry guys.
I thought they just eat fries. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking up fry guys, and we'll check them out. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
The only guy who's not getting eaten is Ronald, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
But it's weird. They are kind of, the fry guys, like, they're all different colors. Are those blue fries? No, they're...
No, that's not. They're not fries. They're just little pom-poms I'm seeing. Just, oh, well, here, I'm on Fry Kids. Species goblins.
What the fuck?
Made to look like French fries. I don't know what that means. Male and female. Friends, Captain Cooks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Captain Cooks.
I remember him, too. Weird.
Yeah, I never saw Captain Cooks. And then who's this? There's some old guy with a Civil War type mustache. Didn't know that guy.
Is that Captain Cooks?
Well, there's a pirate-looking guy.
Colorful furry monsters who steal and promote McDonald's French fries. Who steal and promote? Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Who comes up with this stuff?
Captain Crook is different from Hamburglar. What, so why do they all start off as villains?
Captain Crooks, yeah.
Weird.
It's very Dragon Ball.
I think it's like they were probably like, hey, we're doing a Muppets thing, but we don't want it. The Muppets are all sweet. Let's have all of ours be villains.
This is funny with Captain Crook's little stats. Species human, gender male, nationality American, height 5'6". It's like nobody else had heights on theirs.
He's a Napoleonic figure.
Oh, McDonaldland pirate who steals fish fillet sandwiches. Yeah, he's stealing stuff too. Body type, lean and muscular. Good. Great. For the captain.
So it's like Mayor McCheese is the only guy who stands for law and order.
Yeah. He's similar in appearance to the famed, to the famed Captain Hook from the 1953 Disney film Peter Pan.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
So much history.
Yeah, wow. It doesn't stop. Hey, wait a minute. These Fry Guys, I just see a, the Cricket Wireless campaign. They have those little, like, furry ball guys.
Of course.
That's showing up in my banner next to the Fry Kids. He looks like a fucking Fry Kid.
He escaped.
I thought you were getting an ad for it. Like, I showed interest in the Fry Guys, and they think I might like Cricket.
Like, oh, maybe you'd like Cricket Wireless.
I do show interest in the Fry Guys, more than I ever have in other days. The graph for this, there would be a giant spike on this
day. Yeah. Well, let's take it back to the drink for a second. Now that we've sat with it, we can have more of a mature point of view on it. Okay.
Well, after drinking a lot of it, I'm still getting a lot of that cassis. Creme de cassis is, and creme de mora are troubling. I feel like Chambord is sounds nicer than these. This is kind of mucky, muddy. Are you getting swamp scum? I'm kind of getting swamp scum out of this.
No. I wish I had some swamp or some depth, because this is just like a big old sweetie.
Sweetie?
Yeah, I would say, Jeff, where are you in your drink? Let me see. All right, pour more Mountain Dew in there. Do you have Mountain Dew handy?
No.
Remember, this is what we said we were going to do.
Yeah,
we're
the test
try
kitchen.
To figure out the
test. I'll grab more Mountain Dew.
And now it's just, no. Mike fucked everything up.
No. I'm going to grab it.
No.
Good. Well, Tim, how are you? God, got to kill time here.
I'm real good. I was on the East Coast, had a wonderful time.
I saw you. We had a great time. You got a great shirt on, by the way.
Oh, thank
you. It's got a very cool vibe to it, but it's sparse. It's more white with little... It's
less is more is what I say when it comes to this shirt.
It kind of reminds me of like the Saved by the Bell opening graphics.
Oh, yeah, I see that. It's also got a little squiggles. Joey Gladstone to it.
Yeah. Oh, cut it.
Okay.
Cut me off.
Oh, yeah. Tim, I learned that design is called Memphis.
Memphis?
I don't know why. That sort of like 90s squiggle, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Color blocks.
It's,
and
stuff. It's not very Memphis, Tennessee.
Agreed. I don't know why it's called
Memphis,
that.
Greece, maybe.
I got something I want to say. Well, Jeff, yeah. You taste that, and then I got something I want to say. Ew, yours looks really pissy now. Yeah. Unhealthy piss.
Yeah.
Swamp piss.
Better? Better.
It gets better.
Better, right?
Swamp piss from a frog bog.
Yeah, I got some ideas. I got some
What
ideas
drink did I say tasted like a frog bog?
Yeah, what was the frog bug I drink?
I wonder if it was one of these creme de cassis drinks. And
No, I think it was before that. That feels like it was like a year ago.
Was it something with a bunch of mint in it?
It was like we did put a green thing in it. I forget. What were you going to say, Jeff? Would you say you had some ideas?
I got some ideas. While I was out on my adventures, I got a Mountain Dew and I also got a Sprite. Because I'd like to see what this looks like, just purple. Look, I know we're supposed to be like Grimace is purple and then Piss is...
Sure, but that's who... We came up with that in a second, mm-hmm. in a split second.
Well, it's kind of like how our piss is like a combination of piss color and our skin color.
Very true, yeah. You're always pissing some of your pigment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I'm going to go Sprite, and then I'm torn. Do I go Creme de Mour, or do I stick with Chambord?
Try Creme de Mour so you can have the swamp taste I'm talking about. but, you know, just be careful that when you go to drink the Sprite, you don't accidentally drink the Mountain Dew, because you might think it's urine.
Oh, God.
Common misconception.
I think as when I enter the test kitchen again, not for this drink, I need to just stay away from, oh yeah, you put something with soda and it's a drink. It's not always a drink. That was the Russian root, which I like. But
a lot of people
there's
like
got to be more to it. A lot of people do like it. It's good.
Well, there's a lot to it because you did, if vodka, Mountain Dew, that would be pretty straightforward. But then you said creme de cassis.
Maybe less creme de cassis is needed.
Here's the thing that I've been wanting to say, which is this drink came out an odd shade of purple, so not really. But I was looking at the Grimace shake, and it was purple. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of thinking, I feel like there's a purple moment happening. Remember a millennial pink? And then even like there's sort of a Gen Z color scheme that's also sort of like washed out and faded yellow or pink as well. But wouldn't you say lavender haze, Grimace shake?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, we talked a lot about Jeff's rivalry with Olivia Rodrigo, but
right.
The new Vampire, the Olivia Rodrigo song is fantastic. And it's got a little bit, she's wearing this like lavender purpley band-aid on her neck, and I think
and the background is lavender too.
I don't know if she's revealed the album cover for Guts yet. Maybe she did. I feel like she has this sort of black and white with little pops of purple. I think, you know, Mike said keep an eye out for Sting's revival. I'm saying summer 2023, the Sloppy Boys were drizzling our blackberry liqueurs and tequiras and stuff like that just in time for the lavender haze summer, and there's a lot of light purple out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, can I hold on? Oh my God, Tim, this is going to blow your mind. And Jeff, hold on. Look at the current background on my phone. Put this on last week.
Okay.
Light purple.
Whoo! This is getting weird.
Connect the dots, but be careful how far deep you go.
Yeah.
Now look at my phone case that I bought at the Apple Store on New Year's Day. Dark purple, like Grimace.
That's right.
And the person back. Helping me at the Apple Store near the Bowery Hotel said, "This is the cool new case color, dark purple." And I said, "Give it to me."
Damn.
Well, I heard that the new Apple phone is purple. Or my mom got a new purple phone. She's very excited about it.
Damn.
My Lake Girl t-shirt is purple. My Lacoste polo is purple. This is getting weird.
I don't know if I have any purple clothes. I got to go to the store tomorrow, get purple clothing.
No, don't you have a Lakers jersey that's purple?
I used to.
Damn. Fuck.
That was a good shirt. It didn't say Lakers, too. It just said Los Angeles and the Lakers font. It was great.
Damn.
Fucking
gone.
I
haven't found my two missing shirts, my yellow Pacifico t-shirt and my white Cuban shirt with the pink and blue stripe.
Damn.
Were they stolen out of the laundry? That's happened to me, Tim.
Yeah, but he's got laundry in unit.
I got laundry in unit.
Oh, fuck. Maybe it's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation.
After a couple of Grimace pisses, I steal my own laundry.
I went to the I got my laundry done the other day. I was like, I don't have time for this. So I went to the laundromat, dropped it off, and I said, can you guys take care of this? And it was great. And I got it back, and I'm putting my clothing away. I found a pair of ladies' underpants in it.
And I was like, Michael.
These I got to go.
Did you just throw them away or did you try and return?
I threw them away. I didn't want to.
Just a couple good sniffs and you threw
them
away.
I didn't want to. No. I didn't want to go back and be like, I found these.
I found these.
I mean, not like I know anything about underwear pricing, but they didn't look like particularly nice. So I think these are just going in the garbage.
I don't know if anyone's going to come looking for this pair.
I was dropping my underwear off at Fluff and Fold recently, and I had an interesting conversation with the lady. She was like, okay, so this underwear. I was like, yeah, great, let's talk. She was like, it's kind of right on the line. I can't decide. Is this supposed to be brown or white? Because it's pretty 50-50. And I had to hold them up. I'm like, were these originally brown or were they? Should we? Because she's like, I could make them all brown if that's the original color. And then I had to look and I said, no, I think when I bought them, they were more white. So we went white with them.
Now, did you have a conversation like this with each article you brought in?
Yeah. Took a long time to drop it off. She's deciding which color to dye all of my clothes.
That was good. Hey, you know how I've been on Duolingo with my doing Spanish.
Oh yeah.
I got 225 days straight. That's that's how many I've done every single day. And when I went into the laundromat, the woman there spoke Spanish, so I was trying to speak some Spanish, and it worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
I was able to communicate somewhat. I had to give my phone number because they had to put me in the system, so I did my phone number. At first, she was like, "No, that's not in our system," and I was like, "Oh," and then I was like, "Oh, yes, I'm saying that one number wrong."
Dang.
And then I said,
"And you know the words for white and brown?"
Stop it. And then I said, I said, a key, like these here, and then something else. And then I said, have a great day afterwards. Desfruta tus día. Enjoy your day.
I love it.
And she smiled and said, gracias.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. I felt like, wow, I'm actually learning something. And I'm like, sometimes when I'm out and about and I hear people speaking Spanish, I can kind of pick up a word or two.
That's great. Me on Duolingo, 0 days.
Oof, what are you trying? Spanish?
I'm not trying anything.
0 days.
Tim, what are you trying? Greek?
Here's the thing.
Try Greek.
I was thinking about trying Greek. I had some big designs to go to Greece this summer, and then I never booked the trip, but I was like, maybe I start. What's happening over there,
Dan? I spilled LaCroix on my dick.
What the hell do you have LaCroix on?
I saw it. You looked straight down at your dick, and I figured that's where it went.
Why did you have... Jeff. I gotta say, disgusting. This is getting better. This is good, this drink.
Can I tell you something? I have had nearly zero food today, so this thing is hitting me real nice.
Yeah.
Give me a little crunky drunky. Jeff's doing squats. Are you rubbing your dick on the chair to dry
Here's
it
Here's the thing. I'm down. I'm in my boxers, right?
And there's Jeff.
Nasty.
There's Zoom culture.
There's LaCroix all over the seat, and I was like, well, I'm just going to use my wet boxers to sop up the rest of the spilled LaCroix. So I'm scrubbing my butt around my computer chair, trying to sop up the rest of the LaCroix.
Why don't we take a break for a round two? You get a paper towel and do this legitimately.
Yeah.
Okay, or a real towel. Sit on a real towel, please.
Well, yeah. Are you going to change anything? Because I have grand designs for this drink.
Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do same amount of vodka. Should I do a little less cassis? No, same amount of cassis. I'm just going to put it in a bigger glass.
Mm. I'm switching to a nice highball glass. Yeah.
Me too. Okay, great.
And maybe I'll do, Jeff, should I do Chambord or cassis?
Maybe like do you switch it and then I'll switch it also and then we can have like a good cross section.
Meet in the middle.
Great. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this.
I'm excited for this round.
Oh, yeah.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We're back. Round two. Grimace Piss in hand.
Bigger.
I went highball glass, cassis.
Yeah, highball glass, Moore. Same highball measurements, cassis. But Sprite. And then
Jeff, technically, that's not a highball glass. Gonna call you out. It's a palm pomegranate juice jar.
Yes, a palm wonderful tea jar.
This is the way to do
it. It's still not the purple I want it to be. It's a little still red brown.
Really? I think it looks like what would come in a palm, like a cranberry juice or something, or pomegranate juice. Pomegranate.
Ooh. Good. Still very sweet.
It's a sweet drink. I mean, that's what it is. That's just what it is. Yeah. It's a soda.
So stop complaining. I like this don't way complain. Better.
You like soda, don't you? Drink it up.
I like the highball gave me more soda. And even though I don't really like Mountain Dew, cassis, I mean, Chambord this time. Chambord, I much prefer it to cassis. It's less pond muck and it's more Robitussin, but I'm fine with that.
Mm. I'm not getting pond muck at all.
Two good tastes.
You know, I almost made a variant, which I never had yet, a TGP, a tequila Grimace Piss, but I end up not doing it.
I don't think anyone's ever had that.
No.
Yeah.
TGP's for me and the guys.
Well, should we wind into our final thoughts?
Sure.
Mike, you want to kick us off?
I'll kick you off. This, we should even change this on the graphic, Jeff. Highball okay. glass. Highball glass.
Oh, is the way to go. Highball glass.
Is a way to go. Because you want more of the Mountain Dew. This is an order again. This is great. I really like this. I think people are going to try this and enjoy it.
It's great.
Know it's sweet. It's sweet. Okay.
Yeah. It's sweet. I'll give you that, Mike. It is sweet.
Mike, when you order port, you know that port's going to be sweet. You don't complain that port was sweet.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it really does taste like a snow cone, and which is such a summery thing.
You like to do.
You love it. You want more of it. You drink it now. Ooh, it's great.
Yeah, this is okay. I gotta say, this does not make it into the order again category for me this time.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Jeff doesn't want to order again. Okay. Okay.
It's a no for me, dog.
Right. Yeah. So Jeff says no. I'm gonna order again. Tim, what do you think?
Oh well, I'm gonna order two more then. I'll have Jeff's.
Yeah. Mike, you might need to order three more because, look, I love you. You're a hell of a guy. I just stayed with you in your apartment. You set me up on the couch. You put on the Idol for me, even though you don't watch the Idol.
Never watched it, but my guest needed to watch.
You're a hell of a guy. You got great hospitality. This is not an order again, nor For the listener, I say it's actually not an order of the first time.
Not order at all. it's a not forego. Order at all.
It's a forego.
Holy
and
shit.
It's because of the presence of the Mountain Dew. What I will say
that's, you don't like
is when I switched to Chambord and when I switched to the highball glass, it got a lot better. So, folks, some sort of Chambord spritz, some sort of maybe even these specs, but with club soda instead of Mountain Dew. There's something in there. There's something in there.
Well, and that's exactly, you know, I'm joking around. This isn't a defeat on me. This is not my L. I'm not posting this L. Because this was a test kitchen episode.
Yeah.
And we're learning what this is. This is not my fault. Or not fault. It's not even my fault. It's not my...
There's no fault to be had, Mike.
No, there's no fault to be had. We're learning something here. This isn't definitive. Also, this might be one of those drinks, you know, how like... I can't think of a good example, but a drink is just like, oh, yeah, that's a tiki drink. This is just like any purple drink is just a Grimace Piss drink.
Yeah.
From now on.
Tim, I think you nailed it. Club soda... Vodka soda, nice and tall, mm-hmm. with some Chambord in it. That's a Grimace Piss.
Yeah.
Now, folks, if you made the Grimace Piss and you like it, hit us up with that hashtag Grimace Piss Can't Miss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, hit us up with
Fuck you guys to hell.
Grimace Piss Whiff.
Grimace Piss Whiff. And also tag McDonald's and let them know.
Sure. Let them know. And you know, why not? Tag 100 Gags.
Sure.
Yeah. Love those guys.
Great band.
Want to see more from them.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you know to go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where more and more people join every day.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good. We're talking about McDonald's this week.
Mmm. The home of Grimace himself.
Yes, that's right. Was that?
That sounded like maybe somebody's recording.
Is that on your end?
What the hell?
I heard it.
Pleased to meet you, sloppy boys.
What the fuck?
It is I, the Freester.
What?
What?
You'll have to excuse my violent interruption, for I come to you in a time of great need. You see... For one such as I, the summer is no time to celebrate. It's too hot.
Oh.
Too many degrees for to freeze. I've been listening to your show, hoping to discover the drink that will help me beat the heat once and for all. Mm-hmm. But none of them have been cold enough. I need something colder than a dish of revenge.
Oh, what?
Could you find it in your warm heart to help me, Pretty Freeze?
Oh, great.
What the fuck? No, what? Who was that? The Mr. Freezy?
I think it was the Freezester.
Oh, that's what you think it is.
For a second,
Freezester,
I thought it was going to be the Trickster, but it was the Freezester.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Too many degrees for the Freeze.
Okay, so... The Freezester wants a cold drink in the summertime. Yeah, this is a tough time for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Every drink I've ever had has been cold other than a very small handful, but...
No, no. Colder.
Colder. She wants colder.
Way okay. Extreme. What's the coldest drink you could even like think of?
Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, we've talked about... There's been a trend the last couple of years. There's been a lot of frozen... Jack Schramm told us in Manhattan last summer a lot of frozen drinks. We've been talking about, we've never done a frozen margarita on the show. Texas invention in the 1970s.
We did a frozen drink at one point, but I forget what it was.
Pina colada was the only time I remember busting out the old food processor.
What's like a big clickable one? I also don't think that we need to just do whatever freak... invades the show wants.
Right, I mean, we have to decide whether we're going to negotiate with this terrorist.
Yeah.
We don't just do whatever.
No.
How did they get on our airwaves is how you know, I, what
tapped
I
tapped into it.
About.
They tapped in.
Tapped in.
They tapped in.
Yeah, they tapped in. And it's from an unknown sender, so I can't track it.
Right.
Unknown sender tapped in. Okay.
Oh, unknown sender tapped in. Yes.
Well, I had a frozen painkiller once at at a bar out there, Mike. Superpower. Great frozen painkiller.
Oh, yes.
And then also Broken Compass out here does frozen painkillers.
Guys, and a painkiller. This is a classic tiki drink. And I mean, I got to be honest. I feel like if what are we talking? I'm Googling. I'm guessing it's a Don the Beachcomber, but no, it's something else. But it's a classic tiki drink that is on many a menu. It's sort of a pina colada, but with little OJ and nutmeg.
Okay. Mm.
So wait, is this what the drink we should be doing next?
Well, as long as it's cold.
Okay.
It seems like it would be cold. Yeah.
But also, I'm not worried about the freezer. I want to know what's clickable. What's going to expand the reach of the pod.
Right. Worried about the freezer?
We want to make some dime.
The hell?
I am worried about the freezer. I got to say, what do
yeah,
I...
Yeah, me too.
My favorite blendy drinks? What I mean, I like when you're on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, and there's all those frozen daiquiri places, you get like a 151 daiquiri. Ooh. That's frozen. But I also think... What we've done the margarita and the Tommy's margarita, but we've never done the frozen marg.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
A daiquiri, also just a normal strawberry daiquiri sounds good. But
strawberry daiquiri. Interesting.
Pretty good.
Mm.
A lot of good ways, a lot of ways it could go, seems like.
Can we make those at home? A daiquiri at home?
Do you have a blender?
Oh, yeah.
A daiquiri for Zachary.
A blender with a crushed ice setting. Ooh, that might come.
A blender for Bender.
Well, we'll have to convene and talk about
please
what we should do for next week.
Yeah. Hmm. Fun, though. Fun challenge from...
That is fun. That's exciting to have a new...
Either a hacker terrorist kind of gave us a fun assignment.
But again, not really feeling like they were too upset.
Yeah, really? Well, she came in a time of need.
Yeah, not a threat yet.
So it feels like maybe under different circumstances it would be more antagonistic. But
okay, so we have to sort of worry about that now.
Now, I feel like we did a Patreon episode of The Blowout last summer about beating the heat. And yeah. I said that I beat the heat by going to the beach. What did you guys say?
I don't even remember.
I think I said grimace.
Tim, you know we're
piss.
Drunk for The Blowouts. Don't ask us questions like these.
Yeah. I'm drunk right now. Didn't eat any food today, you see.
You gotta eat the food.
Dang.
Yeah.
You gotta eat the food.
It's delicious. Oh. You know what I wish I could have right now? A big mortadella sub.
Mortadella sub.
Do you think you think I could DoorDash a mortadella sub from anywhere?
Of course. I'd say you do it. I say you do it at the top of the blowout and we'll see, check the progress on it.
Ah. Nah.
Come on, fire up the sub tracker.
Yeah, boom.
All right, well, good episode, guys. And I guess we'll have to figure out the coldest drink for next week.
Yes. Oh, great. And folks, Chicago, I'm going to be doing Chicago, the Lincoln Lodge, Mike Hanford doing stand-up, headlining set, hour-long, July 28th and 29th. See ya out there.
Nice. And hey, don't forget about the listening parties for the Sloppy Boys and Dutz.
Yeah, this is going to be a wild time.
Bye, folks.
Bye.